From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, located in San Francisco, is gathering arguments before it makes a decision on President Donald Trump's temporary ban on immigration from seven countries. On Sunday, the court turned down an administration request to overturn a lower court decision to block the ban. Nearly 100 companies, two states, and two former U.S. secretaries of state have filed arguments against the ban. The three-judge panel is expected to rule fairly quickly. A delegation of experts is meeting in Kazakhstan to discuss the ceasefire agreement in Syria. Representatives from Russia, Turkey, Iran, and the United Nations held their first meeting of the Joint Operational Group. They are discussing various issues, including how to monitor the ceasefire agreement and prevent violations, as well as how to ensure the safe delivery of humanitarian aid. French presidential candidate François Fillon says he will continue his campaign despite media reports that he paid his wife an unjustified salary for 15 years when he was a member of parliament. Claiming his wife was fairly paid for the work she did, Fillon only apologized for the error of judgment in employing his family. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has beheaded four civilians who it accused of spying for the Somali federal government and the Jubaland State Administration. The executions took place Sunday in the town of Jamame. The four men were accused of collaborating with authorities on counterterrorism efforts, including drone strikes that have targeted the extremist group. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump promised to give the military his full support in a speech to troops at the headquarters of the U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM, in Tampa, Florida. In a brief speech following lunch with enlisted personnel, Mr. Trump expressed strong support for NATO, saying he only asks that all of the NATO members make what he called their fair and proper financial contribution. He also spoke out against the Islamic State group, which he said is on a campaign of genocide across the globe. Mr. Trump called for a reformed immigration policy.
We need strong programs so that people that love us and want to love our country and will end up loving our country are allowed in, not people that want to destroy us and destroy our country.
Mr. Trump received briefings during his visit to CENTCOM, which directs and enables military operations and activities with allies and partners. The White House says President Trump will attend a meeting of NATO leaders in May. The president spoke by phone Sunday with NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg. On Sunday, Turkish security forces launched a big crackdown on the Islamic State group. Dorian Jones reports.
Since early Sunday, police have been breaking down the doors of suspected Islamic State members. More than 30 people were detained in Istanbul, many in the area where a gunman responsible for the New Year's Eve nightclub attack was captured by police last month. That attack spurred an unprecedented crackdown on the designated terrorist group. Dozens were arrested in the city of Izmir, and according to local news reports, an imminent attack was foiled. Analysts say this latest crackdown is on an unprecedented level nationwide, with arrests in 29 provinces. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
European Union Foreign Affairs head Federica Mogherini says she plans to hold talks in Washington this week with key members of the Trump administration. She told reporters that her main goal is to find ways the EU and the United States can cooperate and work together. She says important issues for the bloc are climate change, United Nations efficiency, as well as the crisis in Libya and Syria. European Commission Vice President Jyrki Kapainen told Reuters news agency Monday that it will take a miracle for Britain and the EU to finish Brexit negotiations within the allotted 2 years. Kapainen said EU officials are bracing for very difficult negotiations. On another topic, Kapainen said the EU could freeze the voting rights of Poland if that nation does not adhere to the rule of law. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.